All right, on that note, can we bring in the trendy mommy now?
We can always bring in the trendy mommy.
Our good friend Anne-Marie Selden joins us, as she does every week. Hey, Anne-Marie.
Good afternoon.
Baby bumps everywhere we look. Humps and baby bumps. And we're seeing it now, the Duchess getting off the plane.
Yeah.
And everyone is so excited about
that. Everyone's obviously watching Kate Middleton and her fashion sense during her pregnancy.
Yeah.
It's a big one to watch.
Is this, I don't know, ushering in a shift where, you know, women were kind of, how am I going to say this nicely without getting in trouble, Anne-Marie? You know, women are now extolling the baby bump again, where for a while, you know, they would not. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
Just
say no, Anne-Marie.
Has changed over the years. How, what you wear and, you know, how you present yourself. And
right.
Now it's more of, you know, I'm going to wear regular clothes as long as possible.
Yeah, why not? You know, I think, guys, that there's nothing more sexy than a pregnant woman. Women are at their height. They look beautiful.
Great, yeah. People are definitely, you know, looking great. Obviously, everyone's watching the Kim Kardashian.
Oh, well, you know, maybe.
That's been in the news lately.
Not everyone, buddy. Not everyone.
I went to a couple baby showers just within the last couple months.
Oh.
Things have changed.
So, oh, so?
You know, years, many years ago since I was in the baby shower mode.
Yes, years. Like, not that many.
but it was interesting to see that the fun has changed. I don't remember playing games and getting prizes when I went to baby showers.
Now, the only thing I remember about baby showers, and I've been to one when Connor was born because I had to go pick up the loot. But it's all just a thing of women sitting around going, it's kind of like indoor fireworks.
Or,
you know, looking at the items being opened and people oohing on and, you know, get on with it. Is the bar open?
It was co-ed. I noticed it was the first one we went to was co-ed.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now. I draw the line right here. I'm not being sucked into a baby shower. I don't care. I'll go to the christening, but I will not go to a baby shower.
It was a co-ed baby shower, and one of the games that we played was Pictionary, and it was the men against the women. It was pretty funny because you had to come up with baby-type items and draw them, and that was hysterical.
Yeah, well, co-ed. Who knew? That's the first I'm hearing about this. Am I out of the loop? I'm getting old.
Same thing with, you know, with weddings and you know, engagement parties. We went to an engagement dinner celebration.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, wow, this is like a wedding. If this is the engagement party, what's the wedding going to be like? It was just like a wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Dinner, and dancing.
And it was like at a place. Not usually, it's at somebody's house or a small.
No. This engagement dinner was at a hotel, and it was very nice. We didn't end up going to the wedding. We couldn't make it to the wedding because it was a destination wedding. it was just very elegant and very nice. And we just wish we could have went to the wedding.
Well, yeah, you know, if they'd stop having the weddings in the Turks and Caicos, we'd be able to go.
This one was a little closer. It was on Martha's Vineyard, but still, it was a lot to get over, and it wasn't really summer yet, so it was a challenge. But I just feel like, you know, things have evolved, whether weddings and baby showers. And I loved at the last baby shower we went to, we were getting prizes.
Oh, now see, I would maybe go then if I could win.
They were giving out, like, you know, cute little prizes. But the games they played, you had to, you know, guess. This particular baby items, the paper bag, the baby items in the paper bag, you had to guess what they were. You had to guess the types of baby food. They put around jars of baby food and you had to guess.
What? Oh, that's cool. There's a lot of work goes into
these. These gals did a wonderful job.
People have a lot.
Really great. It was a lot of fun. But I was like, wow, I don't remember ever having games and prizes.
No, it was
really nice treat.
You opened up gifts and you went ooh and ah.
And the gifts, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I wanted to ask you are they getting more intricate, more expensive?
Well, I think the strollers have evolved over the years.
Oh, they're now Cadillac.
I remember when my kids were young, you know, you had that three-point stroller system where the car seat snapped into the stroller. Then you had another stroller, which was the smaller umbrella stroller. Then you had the jogging stroller if you wanted to take the baby out for a jog. But I feel like the strollers have evolved, and you only really need one stroller. There's been so many higher-priced strollers coming down the pipeline, and you really only need one.
So there's actually one stroller now that you can put in the car, you can use as a little sleepy, you can move, push the kid around in.
Right.
Wow, technology is a long way from those stupid little umbrella things that I could never figure out how to
open. Right, and I remember, it was very difficult to collapse the stroller.
Yeah.
It was a struggle.
Yeah, if you didn't know the
secret. So many of them are like one-handed now, touch of a button, and it's making it a lot easier.
I love it. So we're going to see a lot more of that coming into the spring, right? A lot of the...
Now's the time when people,
Want
the spring babies,
want
the summer babies.
Yeah. Timing is, I love the idea of the spring baby. Get them outside.
It is a little bit easier, I think, when you have a baby in the spring and the summer because, flu season, it makes it difficult.
Yeah.
As a new mom, you do want to get out and you do want to get fresh air, but it's hard because you don't really want to go to the mall in the winter just because of all the germs. I just loved in the summer my little trick. You know how people want to kiss a baby or hug a baby or touch a baby?
Everybody wants to, yes.
So my little trick, because I had both summer babies, was to put a little mosquito netting around the car seat so that, obviously that would protect any wandering hands from getting into the...
Yeah, I used to have a little trick myself. I used to say, go ahead, give him a kiss, but he's got malaria. hope you don't mind.
Moms are very sensitive to that, just like when women are pregnant and strangers come up to them and rub their belly. That's a big no-no.
Yeah. Only bellies you want to rub are Buddha's and mine. Hey, what's happening on the new stuff? What are you checking out? What are you trying? We know the trending mommy always has her eyes on the latest and the greatest.
Well, I think, with spring coming up, there's we can talk about this, spring trends for mom and kids and the colors that are coming back. This spring season, you're seeing lots of black and white together.
Oh, yeah?
White is the new black.
And black is the new white. Hey, fabulous. We've come full circle yet again.
You're seeing lots of tropical and floral prints as well. As even in the kids' clothes, lots of bright and pastels. A trend from last season is still those pastel jeans that you're seeing with the kids. Lots of bright colors.
Bright color. Yeah, I saw that in jeans even, right? The blue jean is still in, but now it's in a gazillion different colors, huh?
Mint green is pretty popular.
Yeah.
Pink is pretty popular. My kids love that neon, and that's still, it's still here. The neon color, where everything looked like it was from the 80s. My kids love that.
Are capris going to be in again, or are they gone now?
I think they're always going to, years ago it was, with those wider leg pants, so I think it's a little bit more, those are pretty much out, but it's a little bit more crop and close, tight fitting.
Skinny jeans still in?
Skinny jeans, yeah.
Oh, I hate them. I mean, on me.